here's a story from The World.
After decades of keeping their diplomatic distance, Israel and Morocco will move toward normalizing relations. The Trump administration helped broker the deal, and it announced that the U.S. will now recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the disputed Western Sahara. I spoke earlier with Eric Goldstein from Human Rights Watch and asked him about the region.
It's an area the size of Colorado between Morocco and Mauritania on the northwest coast of Africa. It was a Spanish colony, and after Morocco obtained independence in the 1950s, it began making claims over Western Sahara. And in the 1970s, they appealed to the International Court of Justice. The court ruled that Morocco's ties to Western Sahara did not amount to ties of sovereignty, and that the people of this Spanish colony were entitled to self-determination. Morocco moved in 350,000 Moroccan civilians in what is called the Green March, and then went on to militarily occupy the Western Sahara, or most of it, because the Spanish withdrew, and the Polisario Front, which is the independence movement of the Sahrawi people, went to war with Morocco, a war that lasted until a UN-brokered ceasefire in 1991 that has remained in effect until very recently.
And the Polisario, this is sort of a rebel front that wants independence for Western Sahara. What are their goals and who do they represent?
The Polisario Front is recognized by the UN as the representative of the Sahrawi people. They are calling for a vote of self-determination where the Sahrawis in the Western Sahara can vote whether to achieve independence or some kind of federation or incorporation into the Kingdom of Morocco. They are based in exile in Algeria.
So this kind of presents a problem for the incoming Biden administration in many ways, because the Western Sahara, its fate has been determined before Joe Biden takes office. What problem does it leave the Biden administration in?
This is one of several mines that the Trump administration is leaving for the Biden administration. It's kind of a fire sale during the lame duck period. And it is a problem. It would be very hard for President Biden to cancel this recognition, since it's tied in with a deal made between Morocco and Israel. And I doubt Biden would want to pay the political capital of threatening that deal. But there are things that the Biden administration could do to make it harder at the UN for Morocco, and things they could do to make it easier. It's a disappointment that there were no concessions extracted from Morocco on the Western Sahara in this deal, which is basically a police state operated by Morocco. There is no freedom of expression or association for people there who support self-determination. The whole deal was made on the back of the Sahrawi people, and the Biden can walk some of that back, I think.
Eric Goldstein is Human Rights Watch Deputy Director for the Middle East and North Africa. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. Bye-bye.